This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Ernest, what's up? Look, quick question. How is your social battery doing right now? I'll be honest, mine is a bit on the low side. Maybe it's not setting enough boundaries or just a typical slowdown after our super hectic work schedule. It's so easy to overlook our social needs or overextend ourselves, isn't it? What's your ideal balance of socializing? And how do you recharge? Whether you find energy in crowds or need more time to yourself, understanding your social needs is crucial. I remember a time when I struggled to balance my social engagement with my personal downtime. Y'all know us, we're always outside. So what really helped me was learning to recognize my limits and prioritizing my well-being. I've heard plenty of my peers champion therapy as a great tool for gaining this kind of insight. It's not just for big life issues. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life by equipping you with the skills to manage your social energy effectively. So if you're considering therapy, why not check out BetterHelp? It's an entirely online service, making it incredibly convenient and adaptable to your lifestyle. Just start with a quick questionnaire and you'll be matched with a licensed therapist. And if you feel the need to switch therapists for any reason, you can do so at any time without any extra cost. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/earnyourleisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earnyourleisure. Don't wait, don't hesitate, head over there now.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Let's talk about a little crypto, shall we?
Yes.
So stablecoin USDC breaks dollar peg after firm reveals it has $3.3 billion in SVB exposure.
$3.3 billion.
Stablecoin is one of these. So stablecoin is extremely important because that's the stablecoin, right? So the thing with crypto is that cryptocurrency, the word currency is a little misleading.
For sure.
Because most people aren't using it as currency. Because currency can't really fluctuate like that.
You paying another shot? Because they always say I be bashing crypto. Well, can we get like a 50 millimeter or something on them?
Oh, I do want to talk about crypto.
You're about to put the E and Zoom on them.
I do want to talk about crypto too, because me and AB actually had an enlightening conversation with Chris Lyons. You know Chris Lyons?
Yeah.
So I'll talk about that actually. But all right, so stablecoin, right? This is important because let's say like if you're trying to use Bitcoin as a currency, we know how volatile Bitcoin is, right? Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to use any type of currency and say, okay, I'm going to get my haircut and my haircut costs $40 today. Next week it's going to cost $60 because the price of the currency fluctuated, or it's going to cost $20 next week. Like you can't, it got to be stable. Like the dollar is the dollar. It changes over the course of time, but it doesn't change that drastically. Mm-hmm. Where it's just like, oh, now the dollar's worth 20 cents tomorrow. So the stable coin was designed to be just that, stable, right? Where it doesn't really change, stays the same. You have stability. If you want to get in and out of coins, if you want to just park your money somewhere, if you want to just have something that does not move, but is still not centrally backed,
right?
The stable coin is your alternative. Now, stable coins have had a lot of issues.
Instability.
And that has caused even more fear in the crypto market. So this is something that's extremely important. $3.3 billion in the SVB exposure situation. So what does this tell us about stable coins and the whole crypto space in general?
Troy, I'll let you go first before I go on my...
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting thing because I just spoke about USDC like 2 weeks ago. And we had the privilege of sitting down with some of the leadership. And maybe hopefully, you know, we can get them to come on and talk about it. But
We need you now more than ever.
Right. And one of the things that we spoke about was the education around the space.
Yeah.
And we talked about regulation. And this is one of those coins, quote unquote, that was in that realm of being relegated. And to see it, like you said, the word stable is like supposed to be a standard.
Mm-hmm.
And so to see that it has the exposure and then to watch it go down to 90 cents, it's like,
yeah,
the numbers don't lie, right? So I the word I'm going to use is it increases the angst of people.
You're good.
Right? Who are trying to get into space and try to have further education about it, because they're watching these things happen in real time. The negative. And then it was like, oh, wait, there's some regulation. This might be a positive for the space. And this could be something that can actually help elevate the space and get more people into it. Now we see this. It's like,
if I were Jamie Dimon right now, I would be going to the White House tonight and saying, hey, we need to protect the American people. Let's speed up this initiative to put out our own stablecoin and let it be government backed. Part of this is a part of the planned destruction of crypto, so that the government can't, which I told everyone.
It's that same theme, right? It was like, yo, let's destroy it to the point where people have no trust and come in and become the saviors of the space.
Because during every crisis, there is room for a tyrant or a new regime to come in to pitch safety. The stablecoin thing, it never made sense to me. And I know for all of you that, you know, are in the crypto community, is this not the time for me to bash anything? Because all of us investors need to stick together. But even if something is stable and it's staying flat at 1%, at $1, if inflation goes up, aren't you negative technically? So if you invested in 2017 or 2018 or 2019, in 2023, that stable coin, the $1, is actually negative. There's no stability. You are either growing or dying. There's no asset class that just stays flat across the board. It is impossible. It is a mathematical improbability. Sounds good, but in theory, and I'll ask everyone, do you have any money tied to a stablecoin right now? But who came up and funded the stablecoin initiative? The venture capital community.
Yeah. So originally it was, for years, it was Tether.
And then she got untethered.
And it was like, all right, if, you know, just for, in terms of how volatile the space is, it was like, all right, put your money here when you see these volatile times coming, and it should be flat. You're not going to lose your money. And then we see Tether come apart.
You know what is stable? Index funds. Two tech, two index, no stress. I know you're tired of me saying it, and it's working. Apple, amazing. Microsoft, amazing. If I've made you money, please put yes in chat. I know my takes are not always the most favorable, but the advice is immaculate.
So another thing, so going to this Chris Lyons situation, because Chris, I'll give some background on Chris Lyons. So all these people that I'm telling you guys, like, remember I said Paul Judge, Rich Lou Dennis, of course you already know who Don Peebles is.
Legend.
And we've introduced you to a variety of other different people. Ryan Glover, he's another, like, these people that I'm telling you about, right? You, as an intelligent person, you should be Googling these people to find out who they are, to see how you can add value to them, to see how you can get next to them.
What their thought process is.
The Dave Grosses of the world. Because these are people that are not celebrities.
Yeah.
That don't have a million followers on social media. But these are the real people that's really moving things out here. So, and they're all Black.
Yeah.
So that's important. When I'm not just saying these people's names for no reason. I'm actually saying these names to actually potentially help you.
Yeah.
Because if you don't know who they are, you don't even, you'll just walk right past them.
Yeah. Megan.
Yeah. Yep. Exactly. So, all right. Chris Lyons, he's the guy that actually started the Cultural Leadership Fund. So Megan is the head of the Cultural Leadership Fund with Andreessen Horowitz, A16Z. Andreessen Horowitz is one of the largest venture capital firms in the world.
Yeah.
Ben Horowitz, it's our guy.
Casually.
Yeah.
He's our guy.
So Chris is a very interesting guy, but he is part of Andreessen Horowitz and started the Cultural Leadership Fund, even though he doesn't work on the Cultural Leadership Fund anymore. He actually started it. Yeah. Now he's on the crypto side.
He's a prodigy.
Yeah, he does everything.
He's a prodigy.
He's invested in Clubhouse. He's doing all kinds of stuff.
I'll let you finish the story. He comes under the tutelage of Ben Horowitz, right? So they saw his potential.
They saw how incredible
his work ethic was, his brilliance. And they're like, look, we're going to help you just become better at what you're doing. And outside of what comes from that is the Cultural Leadership Fund.
Yeah.
So,
all right. So that's who Chris Lyons is for background reference.
Context.
So the other day in LA, me and AB, we end up having dinner with Chris Lyons. It's a very random occasion. And we sit.
Cat Suya? Where y'all go?
Where we
can't tell the location?
it was Yeah, we ain't gonna give our spot. That's our spot.
We frequent there.
They gonna be waiting with their
sales.
I knew they was coming tonight, y'all.
They gonna be waiting.
I saw AD
with their trading portfolios to ask for tips. But all right, so we're having dinner there. Very random situation, and we're just talking. And he's a very big crypto enthusiast. Mm-hmm. So I'm asking him. I'm like, all right, just give me the real. Is it over? The gig up. Just be honest with me. Mm-hmm. The gig up.
I know
it,
Chris.
And he was like, bro, like it didn't even start yet. Mm-hmm. Like it didn't even start yet. And he said something that was extremely insightful to me. He was like, you know, the problem that everybody's making right now with crypto and Web3 and NFTs is that they're all looking at it individually, singular. Mm-hmm. He's like, it's not going to work like that. He's like, it's only going to work when it's embedded and they're all working together. That's and you don't even realize that it's actually working. An example that he gave was GPS. And he was like, you know, when GPS was first created, it was, you know, a revolutionary technology, and it has been beneficial for people just to use GPS on its own. Mm-hmm. He's like, but the real application in GPS is the things you don't even think about. Mm-hmm. He was like, let's take Uber, right? He's like, Uber runs off of GPS. There's no mm-hmm. Uber without GPS. Mm-hmm. He's like, another application with Uber is payment processing.
Yeah.
He's like, now payment processing is on their own. But the payment, how many things are integrated with payment processing that you don't even realize, yeah. right? So if you look at it like that, Uber, so there's no Uber without GPS. There's mm-hmm. no Uber without payment processing. There's no Uber without a smartphone, right?
Yeah.
There's no Uber without effective Wi-Fi. All of these things merge together and create a great company like Uber, mm. right? So he was like, when the crypto, the NFTs, the Web3s, the blockchain, all of that, AI, mm-hmm. all of that at one point is all going to merge. It's not going to be just look at ChatGPT by itself.
Yeah.
Let's invest in Bitcoin by itself. Let's buy a Bored Ape by itself. All of that is going to merge to the point where it's going to be a very organized package.
Yeah.
You're not even going to fully realize it. And that's the real evolution of this Web3 technology. And so he said like, we're a long way away from that.
10 years?
He didn't give a set time frame, but he said we said with some time away. But he was like, so his theory was that this is still early. People still haven't figured it out. Corporations still haven't figured it out. But when they do figure it out, cryptocurrency is going to be at the center of that mm-hmm. as far as the finance part of it. Mm-hmm. And it's only going to go up from there. He also said Bitcoin, Ethereum, leading the way, obviously. Mm-hmm. That's the safest play in a situation. He talked about a few others, but
can you name one other that he named for the audience?
I forgot it.
Damn.
I promise I forgot.
Long That's night. A good exit. Oh, the media train on fire. Long night. I can't seem to recall. Long night. We have to prep for the show. Gotta fly back. All money in, editors. Gotcha.
All money in, no money out. But so I just think that, you know, that's an interesting take. And I think, you know, it's when he said it like that, I'm like, damn, I never really thought about it, especially the GPS thing. So we'll see. You know, right now, crypto does not look too promising for a variety of different reasons, from people, the security issues, from it, the fluctuation.
20,000 sounded crazy when I called
the government, a variety of different things. But we'll see.
It'll take time to be woven into the fabric.
So, you know what's so crazy? I used to live in Hawaii, right? And Hawaii is...
Subtle flex. Gotcha. Wait, hold on. Where's he at?
Go ahead.
For those that didn't know, Shadi used to live in Hawaii, and he played ball in Hawaii.
Yes. Well,
that's a fact.
Now, I used to ship him CDs out there, but that's another story. Continue.
So, beautiful islands. You know, it's a whole chain of islands, right? And, you know... Obviously, everybody knows Hawaii, waterfalls and rainforests and beaches and all of that stuff. But I'm sure you know, but most people don't know how Hawaii was actually formed. Mm. It was formed through a volcanic explosion, right? So the volcano explosion, thousands, millions, millions of years ago, huge volcanic explosion erupted underground. And all of those was all volcanic rock. So it's crazy because the oldest island is all green. Mm-hmm. Kauai, they call it the green island, right? And that's because so over the course of time, the volcanic rock turns into lush green. the youngest island is the Big Island, and they still have large pits of volcanic rocks because the time hasn't caught up yet.
Yeah.
So the volcanic rock exploded. It stood there. It took millions of years from the time that it actually was just solid rock for the rain to come and the water and for it to turn into vegetation into what we see now. So that is an important lesson as far as the nature thing, because the beginning of things usually are violent and dangerous and scary. And that's like the beginning of starting something. Then it takes a long time.
For million years before Web3 is profitable. Please. Gotti say, cut that up.
So we got 999,000 years left.
Yeah. But it takes a long time for it to be nurtured to see the final product. A lot of people just see Hawaii.
Yeah.
They don't see the volcano. They don't see the millions of years of rain. They don't see the vegetation taking time to complete. They just see the final product where you just go on vacation today. So that's an analogy for just life in general, but especially like any new space. Any new space is going to be violent when it first starts. It's going to be explosive. It's going to be all kinds of issues. You got to be able to work through that. You're going to have to be able to have patience and you're going to have foresight to see the rainbow.
That was amazing.
Can we put a rainbow in the graphic?
He ended it with looking at the rainbow.
Pot of gold.
That's amazing.
Leprechauns, two leprechauns and a pot of gold.
But what happened to NFTs going up to, and now I'm coming with the Mount Vesuvius. Hey, when I said it, okay, so here's the lesson. Number one, you want to invest in every asset class for 10 to 30 years, right? You want to buy at the best prices. But when it was at 60,000 and everyone was saying it was going to 100, I said it was 20, they called me crazy.
Bitcoin, you talking about?
Yes. Web3, NFTs. It's going to be a 10 to 15 year cycle. Also, go to Apple site, NVIDIA site. When they start hiring for more crypto jobs, that's when you'll see an explosion. If you go to the job site, you can see Apple. When they were actively hiring for these positions 2 years ago, they are not hiring as quickly for the space anymore.
Those are one of those metrics you're looking at?
Absolutely. I want to see what Tim Cook and the cartel is doing actively in the space. Because they are going to, like, same thing with Uber. There would be no Uber or payment processing at scale, GPS at scale, without the App Store.
Yeah, but I think one of the things we've learned, and especially when we talked about it last week, is like, by the time you hear about it, they've been working on it for 20 years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So like the same thing that he's talking about, it's happening right now. Mm-hmm. We're just not aware of it because it's not ready to be presented to us. Right. And so the time frame is important, but technology expedites everything.
Yeah.
And so it's probably happening. It's just about how it's going to be woven into the fabric of society and who is going to be the orator of it. Right, because it could be a new company or it could be an established
one. Yeah, it's probably going to be a new one.
That we trust.
Yeah.
Right, I feel like it'll have to be somebody that we already trust to present us in a way that could be digestible for us.
But going back to your same volcanic analogy, when they finally announce the recession, that's when the new crop of money is going to be thrown into the market and we're going to see like new creators, new companies, new ideas that will allow those to flourish and turn into a green, profitable.
Yeah, what's the business that flourishes from this?
Yeah.
Right, we saw 2008, we spoke about companies. Uber is one of those, Airbnb is another.
Yeah.
What's the company that comes out of this?
Yeah. Well, they have to announce the disaster first though and let the lava flow into the market so we can have green lights again.
We're just going to stay with this lava.
Let it burn.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
A mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.